Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to Noon.
It's John Kuhn and Touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Kuhn for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Kuhn running for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback, John Kuhn. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to Noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Hour two of that program. I'm Rami Makhlouf. There is the former Packer fullback, three-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ, John Kuhn. Brandon Snide along for the ride. We'll get back to you, the Nooners, at 414-677-1250 with some more Packers talk later this hour. And you can get in on the Nooner poll of the day right now at 9 to noon on Twitter. But joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He covers the Packers for The Athletic. He also hosts a Tundra podcast with our very own John Kuhn. Pleasure to welcome in Matt Schneidman. Matt, how are you this morning, my man? Do we have Matt? Oh, there he is. Hello, Matt. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. And we'll get into the Packers talk of it all here in just a second. But it is Halloween, and I heard Brandon mention it when he was calling you, and then I went and checked your Twitter profile to confirm. You're the full-size candy bar house on the block for Halloween. That's a bold move, my friend. You get a lot of trick-or-treaters because word spreads that you're the full-size candy bar place on the block.
That's good with me. I mean, Tundra pays me well, so I can spend it on full-size candy bars.
Hey, Matt, what are you dressing up as for Halloween? You can't just hand the candy out in street clothes. You gotta have some sort of theme. What's your theme this year?
You know the answer to this already. You're setting me up because we discussed this on our show this week, so I don't appreciate you setting me up. I'm probably not going to be out there handing out candy myself. I went out with some friends last night because all my friends here are TV reporters and they're covering high school football tonight, so they're busy tonight. So we kind of did our Halloween last night. I think I just will put out the candy and the pumpkin setup that I have out in the driveway and let them help themselves, turn the lights on, and I'll do something else inside.
Oh, that's crazy, because I can tell you right now, Schneidman, when I was a trick-or-treater, that whole bowl got emptied into my bag. You'll get one trick-or-treater, and yeah, that'll be it for the night.
Man, I didn't think you concluded on that, Matt. I thought you were still up in the air on as to whether you put the basket out or whether you come out and hand in person.
Yeah, I think I've concluded once you guys verbally abused me, saying it would be inappropriate to hand out candy to children with my mustache.
The mustache is questionable, but we'll leave that one go for a discussion another day. We'll see how long you carry. Is that mustache just for the Packers win streak, and do you expect to have that mustache, if so, come Monday morning?
No, it's not for the Packers win streak. I'm not like a super fan trying to have a playoff beard or something. Come on, you know better than that. Will they be 4-0 with the mustache on Monday, though? Coincidentally, I think so. I think this is a game, you like that, you know, real quick pivot to football there. I think this is a game the Packers should handily win. We've seen them win a couple ugly games the past couple weeks. We saw them win more convincingly with a really good second half performance last week. I think this is an offensive line that the Packers can really take advantage of. They have a couple starters banged up, potentially not playing. And I think this is a game where Micah Parsons, Rashawn Gary, Devontae Wyatt, Colby Wooden have their way and make it a two-score thing. And I don't think this is one where, you know, the Packers let them back in the second half.
Yeah, our question that we start off the day with, and it's our Nooner poll of the day at 9 to noon on Twitter, Matt, is would anything less than a blowout, and I consider anything more than a one-score game in today's NFL a blowout, I think last week was an aberration at how many two- and three-score games we've had. It sounds like your answer is no, that if it's not a two-score game, at least that you're going to have some questions about this football team come Monday morning.
I don't think I'd have questions. I think we understand from watching the league this year and how much parity there is that it's really hard to win in the NFL, and I know that's kind of the company line, but at the same time, this isn't like the Browns or even the Bengals. This is a 4-4 football team who has beaten the Falcons 30-0, and they've beaten the Cowboys. This is a good football team with one of the best rushing attacks in the NFL. Now, granted, one of the Packers' strengths is their rush defense, but I think they should win by double digits. But if they don't, if they win by single digits, I don't think it's the sky's falling. I think it's, okay, they're 6-1-1. I don't think that should come with a but. Like, they're 6-1-1 through eight games. If they win, that's great, regardless of how you slice it.
Matt, when you start to look at the matchups here, I'm struggling to find a matchup that favors the Carolina Panthers. I know they're good in the run game offensively. The Packers are great defensively against the run. I'm not quite sure I can. Normally, it's very easy for me to pick that scenario that a team plays at in order to give us fits or troubles. What are you finding, and what is it that could potentially be that, ooh, that question mark for Green Bay as they roll into this game?
I think based on hearing Rich Bisaccia's press conference with us yesterday, it could be the Panthers' kickoff unit versus the Packers' kick return game. Now, I know that's kind of a niche thing, but It's what I will have to choose because I can't think of a distinct advantage the Panthers have on offense or defense. Rich was talking about just how effective their kick return unit is and doing maybe some of those dirty kicks. We've seen Savion Williams struggle with those, not really recently against the Cowboys, but it's a kick return unit that has hardly been penalty free this year. The Packers ranked 25th in the NFL in average starting field position after kickoffs. So that's something to watch in this game, kind of the hitting yardage. I think that's an area where the Panthers could have an advantage.
Talking with Matt Schneidman of The Athletic and the Tundra podcast he does along with our guy John Kuhn. We saw maybe what's a breakout game for Tucker Kraft last weekend, and I think he's starting to work his way into the conversation of like the George Kittles, the Travis Kelce's of the world as far as dynamic tight ends in this league. Do you expect that type of focus on him in the offense, to feature him in the offense? Do you expect that to continue on for this offense?
It should, and let me correct you there. I don't think he's working his way into that
conversation. He's there.
I think he's better than both those guys right now with where they're at in their career. They can still play ball, especially, you know, George has been hurt. Travis Kelce's been playing well the last couple weeks. I think Tucker Kraft is third in receiving yards among tight ends, second in touchdowns, and first in yards after catch per reception. So you can make a case Now, there are a couple other guys up there. You can say Kelce. You can say Tyler Warren. Brock Bowers went healthy, which he hasn't been this year. You can make a case that Tucker Kraft's been the best tight end in football this year. He's on his way, most likely, to an all-pro honor. Now, he has to keep it up. Is it a breakout game, what we saw on Sunday? I don't think so. I think that was in week two against the Commanders. Now, to keep doing that is how you establish yourself as an elite tight end. You can't just do it once. You can't just do it twice. You got to keep doing it. And we all know that the way the Packers operate their passing game is not by force feeding a guy. But the first double-digit target guy this year for the Packers was Tucker Kraft in Arizona. Then he led the team in targets again in Pittsburgh. Who needs a true wide receiver one if you have a guy like Tucker Kraft who can do what he does in the passing game?
I wanted to ask you about that, Matt, because is it Tucker Kraft is Jordan Love's Gronk, or is it the fact that the Packers, and this could just be because they have so many wide receivers, they don't have a designated guy that they should game plan for on the outside?
Yeah, I think that it's a little bit of both. I think you're seeing Jordan Love and Tucker Kraft develop a pretty lethal tandem, and it's not just on the scripted stuff. It's, and when I say scripted, I mean the play that's supposed to be run. You see the trust between Jordan Love and Tucker Kraft, too, where in Pittsburgh, Jordan Love is being, you know, pressured into oblivion, and he just throws one up to Kraft because he knows he has a one-on-one, and he trusts that Kraft is going to catch it and get stuff after the catch, and it turned into like a 50-something yard gain. I do think that, like, outside cornerbacks, for example, they're not going to double any receiver on the Packers. That's just, the Packers don't have a receiver good enough that you know, other teams feel the need to double them. They're going to spread it out between Golden and Watson and Dobbs and Wicks when he's healthy and Reed when he's back. And then that's when you get the mismatches with Kraft on linebackers or, you know, maybe an outside linebacker dropping into coverage or even a DB. If a DB does end up on Tucker Kraft, that's a mismatch too because Tucker Kraft's bigger and stronger so he can create separation. And if you're on a DB in the open field, Tucker Kraft's not going to let that DB take you down. So he's a defense's nightmare just because of how many mismatches he can create. If it is a linebacker on him, he can just beat him with speed.
Do you think that causes frustration, or is there the potential for frustration with the Matthew Golden or anybody else in that wide receiver core if this offense continues to feature Tucker Kraft in the way that it does?
Sure, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I can't remember if I said this on the podcast or with you guys last week. I don't think it's a bad thing if guys are frustrated. You want guys who should want the ball. It becomes a problem if and only if that frustration seeps into how these guys practice, how these guys play, how they block for running plays, how hard they run their routes. If I'm the Packers and the coaches, I don't care if Matthew Golden's frustrated. That shows me that he wants the ball and he's invested. I care if I'm the coaches, if that means he runs his routes less emphatically because he doesn't think he's getting the ball, or if he's not blocking his ass off in the run game because he's upset he doesn't get the ball. And so far, I don't think that's been the case. So I don't think it's a problem yet.
Let's flip the page to the defensive side, Matt. Last week, we saw Carrington Valentine get the start and play. I think it was 98% of the plays in that football game, only four, I think, for Nate Hobbs defensively. And Nate Hobbs said all the right things. Hey, 90% of the time, I'm doing things right. But that other 10% of the time, I'm not getting the job done. How do they go about this rotation at cornerback? Do you expect any more changes, or is that the way we're going to roll going forward?
Well, you know that it's always fluid with these things. Just like on the offensive line, they're going to keep rotating Sean Ryan, Jordan Morgan, base it off how they play in practice, base it off the matchups in a game. But with cornerback, I expect it to stay Carrington Valentine this week. Jeff Hafley told us yesterday that he thought Valentine played arguably his best game or one of his best games. I forget the exact wording he used since he's been here. Now, I know Jeff wasn't here for Valentine's first year when he started, I think, 12 games, but he played well, nonetheless, so I don't see any reason why they'd do a rotation or bench Valentine for Hobbs. Hafley did say, and I'm paraphrasing here, everyone wants to point the finger at Nate Hobbs. We still have a lot of confidence in him. This is not the last we've seen of Nate Hobbs. So it was good for Nate Hobbs to say, if I'm a Packers coach, to hear him say, you know, I'm going to keep coming to practice, doing my thing, showing up 100% on game day, because guess what? Knock on wood, if Keyshawn Nixon or Carrington Valentine or even Javon Bullard gets hurt or really starts not playing well, you need Nate Hobbs, so you need him to stay locked in. Kind of going off what we said about the receivers, you never know when your time is going to come, and the best teams in the NFL are the teams who have that really good depth and can compensate for some of those injuries or lack of performances if those happen.
You know, Matt, I look back to when Carrington Valentine got here as a rookie. He was a seventh-round draft pick, and there was a lot of people excited about what he could do, even though he was a seventh-round draft pick. He did play and start in a lot of games, 12 games that season, and performed pretty well. But do you think there's a little bit of, oh, he's still just a seventh-round draft pick hanging over his head? Like, you don't break yourself out of that and into the starting role and into the respect of the team, the personnel groups, the coaches, until it eventually happens. Has he gotten to that point yet where he's that guy that we can go with for the future and say he's our cornerback here in Green Bay for the foreseeable future? He's a franchise cornerback?
No, I wouldn't say yet that Carrington Valentine is a franchise cornerback. I would say he's been a solid fill-in over the years, and now he has a chance to once again state his case for why he can be a full-time starter. Now, when he started a bunch of those games in 2023 it was, and I think Jair dealt with some injuries then, that was great. But last year they didn't need him as much. This year, they're needing him more for non-injury reasons. It's more for performance-related reasons. So I don't think the Packers are trying to say, okay, we're trying to see if Carrington's our corner of the future. Because right now, what, Keyshawn Nixon's what, 27, 28 years old? We talked about this on the pod this week. I still think he's playing really well this year. He had one bad half against the Steelers. And you know, recency bias for people, you know, has them down on him. And the fan perception of Nixon wasn't good anyway to start. So I think Keyshawn is still your number one corner, but if Carrington Valentine can prove he's a solid number two this season, and if Nate Hobbs is your number three off the bench, I think that's a fine setup. I don't think they're going to trade for a corner at the deadline, because, and I know that's what people want, because they say, okay, is corner the weakest position on the team? I don't know if it is, but if people think it is, let's upgrade it. Well, you have to consider a couple things. Is anyone out there that's available better than who you are playing right now? Because if you're going to trade for somebody, you probably want them to play, because you don't want to give up a draft pick for someone who's not going to play, especially when you don't have a first-round pick the next 2 years. So I would be surprised if the Packers make any, you know, move of significance at the deadline, especially at corner.
Okay, so I want to go back into this. So the Packers, when Carrington Valentine got here, they had Jair Alexander and Rasul Douglas as their outside corners. They had Keyshawn Nixon in the slot. Last year, we know they went to Keyshawn Nixon as a starting outside corner with Jair Alexander, and that was kind of what they went to throughout the course of the season. But now, I mean, in the offseason, to go out and get a guy like Nate Hobbs and Keyshawn is outside, and Javon Bullard's going to play the slot primarily. Now Carrington's in there. I mean, how many times does this guy get past? Does he ever get the true opportunity, the true fair shot to prove that he could be the cornerback or at least one of the outside cornerbacks of the future for the franchise?
I mean, he's going to get that shot now. He has a chance to state that case. Now, I don't think when he was playing earlier in his career, they were like, all right, we want to see if this guy's the corner of the future, because they still had, at the time, Rasul Douglas and Jair and Keyshawn. Like, they weren't really looking toward the future, because they probably thought they had those guys for the future in the building already. Now it's probably a little bit different, because they're thinking, okay, did we make the right signing in Nate Hobbs? We have Nixon. Like, Valentine wasn't necessarily always a top three guy. Now that he's older, now that he's in his third year, I think it's fair to start having that conversation of, okay, he's not just a fill-in anymore. Could he be a guy that earns a second contract in Green Bay? Could he be maybe not a number one, but a starter for the future? Now, I know you're asking the question looking toward the future. I don't think the Packers are looking toward the future right now. I think that would be, you know, irresponsible if they did, because they're 5-1-1, a legitimate Super Bowl contender right now. So that's all that matters. But I think if we are looking toward the future, I see no reason why Valentine can't make a case to be in those plans.
What's your prediction for Sunday? How do you see this one playing out, Matt?
I think I said earlier in the week, 31-17, I might have said. I think Jordan Love's been playing really well. I think the run game can get some stuff going. The Packers have been very, very good at home this year for the most part. And like I said, I just don't see Bryce Young being able to withstand and the offensive line being able to withstand this Packers pass rush now that they have some pieces back. Van Ness isn't going to play, but they got Devontae Wyatt back. Colby Wooden's playing well. They can get you from inside or outside. I just think that's going to be too much for the Panthers.
That is
all right.
Oh, go ahead.
Hold on. I got one last prediction for Matt. Over under one turnover or one takeaway in the game for this Packers defense. At this point in time last year, Xavier McKinney had more turnovers himself personally than what this Packers team does this year as a defense combined. Do they get more than one turnover or less than one turnover in this game?
More than one or less? I can't just choose one?
No, you can't choose one. That's the over-under. You can't pick a push.
Well, if you were an actual gambling man, you would do a half. You would say 1.5. Like, that's what you got to do, or half. That's what real gamblers do, but you wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, because I'm not a real gambler. So I set the rules here. I set the line, and it's one. Can you play along with the game here?
It was not an insult. I was trying to let your employer know that you don't gamble. It was not an insult. I will go. I mean, I think it's just going to be one, but that wasn't an option. What kind of question is this? So I'll go less. I think teams have been very conservative at times against the Packers this year, which has made it difficult for them to force takeaways. So I think Bryce Young is going to get rid of the ball quick, which is going to take away opportunities for takeaways. And I'm going to go zero, but I still think the Packers are able to shut him down.
That is Matt Schneidman. Check out his work at theathletic.com, covering the Packers, also the Tundra podcast, along with John Cooner, I guess, for the last few minutes on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Matt, always appreciate the time, man. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
And like I said, he joined us on the guest hotline. One call, that's all, Gruber Law. And by the way, Green Bay Talk here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You're hard on Schneidman.
People don't like hard questions. If I go a half, he goes over because he goes one. If I go 1.5, he goes under because he goes one. My point is, I think most people's safe bet is to pick one turnover this week, but this Packers defense has not been taking the ball away. I think this is the week that we have a little bit of a floodgate opportunity and the Packers get two or three turnovers. Oh. But you don't give the easy cop-out answer when you ask questions, right? I mean, that's the whole point. Do they get zero, or do they get more than one?
They get one, John. They get one. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Oh, we have breaking news real quick. The Dolphins have parted ways with GM Chris Greer. I didn't think the GM would be the guy who would get the axe first down there in Miami. I thought maybe
that's only because the owner said last week that Mike McDaniel's safe. Like, you can't go back on your words 7 days later. Right? You got to be able.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But at least keep your promise for a week.
The guy who hired Mike McDaniel just got fired. How is Mike McDaniel safe and the guy who hired him just got fired? That doesn't make any sense. And the guy who he drafted to be the quarterback of the future is still the quarterback of that football team.
Hey, do you? There's nothing that says that it has to make sense in professional sports. There's nothing that says it has to make sense. These are all people. There's a lot of pride. There's a lot of ego. And even the owners, when they go out there and they say their crazy things, sometimes they got to back it up, even if it's at the detriment of their team.
All right, on the other side of a break, it is time to pick a six-pack of games in the NFL this weekend. We call it the Pick Six. That's next on 9 to noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snyd along for the ride on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and powered by the Pottawatomie Sports Book.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.